Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greg Hill Show, Ken Laird in for Greg. Curtis still on Baby Watch, the Baby Watch that will never end.
I have a prediction that the baby comes today. I don't know why.
Ooh.
Gut feeling.
Okay.
I think today is the day. July 5th will be Brady Curtis's birthday.
Would be good for Curtis. He's just sitting on his couch and tweeting.
Yeah, he should be sleeping in. This is the time to sleep in. Get your hours in now.
Are you kidding me? His anxiety is through the roof.
Gosh.
He can barely sleep.
Well, we hope that's the case and everything is healthy and happy with the Curtis family. Greg is in Italy somewhere on the Amalfi Coast. He was
Capri.
Tweeting.
Yeah. He seems to be on a private boat today.
Whoa, he and Brady.
Yeah. Brady, I saw a photo going around the interwebs.
Yacht.
Yeah, on a super yacht, smoking a cigar, which I didn't think was part of the TB12 method. But he looks great regardless. Very handsome.
It's an organic cigar, probably why it works.
Remember, you can listen to EEI on your smart speaker. Take us with you on your Odyssey app, or if you're at home on the smart speaker, just say play 93.7 WEEI. Quick football nugget here. Shime, I need your help on this.
Of course.
So the Bills are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Per the odds makers. But they play the Rams week one, and they are the underdog.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's specifically because they're playing in L.A. Like, if this is a neutral site game or in Buffalo, then Buffalo's the favorite. It's
right.
Not just because you're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, but you're not favored to win week one. I don't think those two things are necessarily correlated.
But it's pretty substantial. Now, the Bills are plus 700.
Yes.
No, plus 600. Bucks, 700. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, plus 1,000. Rams, plus 1,100. That is pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, they're identifying to you that the loss of Tyreek Hill is going to matter more than people think it will for Kansas City, and that Buffalo's addition of Von Miller and the ability to maintain just about everybody on that roster and still also add rookie running back James Cook is going to kind of propel them forward.
And the Rams getting disrespected.
That
really
is disrespectful there. And the Rams, didn't they add Allen Robinson to that
team?
They
lose Odell, added Allen Robinson.
Right. No, so, I mean,
they also traded Robert Woods.
Right, but, I mean, I think they, you know, they lose Von Miller. So they
have Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Van Jefferson. That is an unbelievable trio.
Yeah, that's a pretty good wide receiver.
They're the fourth favorite to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to cruise in the NFC, other than Tampa. It's just a two-team race.
Yeah, I mean, I think Green Bay will still be better than people give them credit for. I understand they don't have receivers, but they still have Aaron Rodgers, and he's arguably one of the best quarterbacks in football still.
Yeah, but he has no one to throw to, so it's going to be... That is going to be an interesting situation,
Keep
though.
Keep your eyes out. Sammy Watkins could have a big first couple weeks until Christian Watson gets going.
That is going to be interesting, though, with the NFC, right? When you think about the Rams, what's San Francisco going to look like?
They are like a sixth or seventh favorite plus
Boomer bust with Trey Lance. If Lance is good, San Francisco will be good. If Trey Lance stinks, San Francisco will stink.
Yeah, so when you start to think about the NFC, I mean, other than the Tampa Bay Bucks. Who else is really going to challenge? Maybe Arizona. Maybe Arizona.
You want the dark horse team right now, Wiggy? I got you.
Give me the dark horse.
The Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to win that division.
Okay.
I think they are going to beat up on the Cowboys.
Yep.
And I just think that team is built for success. I think Jalen Hurts has gotten better every single year.
That's going to be the key.
AJ Brown is now his legit number one receiver, and he has Devontae Smith to throw the football to. They were the run heaviest team in football last year, and now they're going to be able to throw even more. I think this team is going to be lethal.
Well, it's going to see what is Jalen Hurts. That's going to be the question, because he's kind of been hit or miss. since he's been like kind of with Philly as their starting quarterback. So what is he now that you do? Like, I think the addition of A.J. Brown makes things a lot easier. But what is he as a quarterback? And if he can be good, you Philadelphia definitely, you know, they like to run the
football. They were a playoff team last year.
Right.
And they only got better in the offseason.
All right, I like them as a little bit of a dark horse. But those are the three teams you would say, right? Maybe Arizona, could they sneaky? They're without DeAndre Hopkins through the, what, first 5-6 weeks
of
the
season? Yeah, I think Arizona is going to turn into a pumpkin this season.
All right.
Patriots getting disrespected too, though, Coco. They're plus 3,500. That's worse odds than mm-hmm. the Titans and the Browns. The Browns have better odds to win the Super Bowl, despite Deshaun Watson drama.
That you have 3,500, Ken? I have plus 5,000.
Okay.
50-1.
I also saw Mike Lombardi was talking with Amy Lawrence and said that he's hearing that Baker Mayfield in Carolina, that deal is done. And they're just trying to figure out like $1 million on the table of who's going to pay what.
I didn't know that.
Well, that is just ridiculous. So Jacoby Brissett's going to start for the Browns and play most of the year. I guess
those
odds
G.
are, if Wiggy's right and the suspension's only 8 games, then they get Deshaun back midseason and they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Patriots.
Or they get Jimmy G for the season.
Or they get
Jimmy G. See, I don't know if they go after.
Just pay for another
Would
quarterback?
Would you rather Jimmy G or Jacoby Brissett, though?
But see, I don't think they necessarily go after Jimmy G if they feel like they can get Deshaun Watson back by week 8.
Because
if you could say Jacoby, get us somewhere to where we're like 4-4 by the time Deshaun Watson comes back. Now they maybe feel like, okay, we can make a legitimate run there. And why would you want to go? Because I think Jimmy Garoppolo is more of like, he'll stop for the whole year.
And I like Jacoby. I wouldn't mind having Jacoby for the first 8 games of the season. And personal feelings aside, you get Deshaun Watson, you skyrocket when it comes to...
And if you're Cleveland, you look at your schedule,
mm-hmm.
like you get the Panthers, the Jets, the Steelers, and Falcons your first 4 games.
Right.
You could be 4-0 with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback after your first 4 weeks. Like, that's how easy those opening games are, to the point where it's like, we don't need to trade for anybody. If Deshaun's only out 8 weeks, even if we lose the next 4 to the Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, and Bengals, it's like, okay, Deshaun's back for our 8th or 9th game against the Dolphins, and we're golden.
Patriots plus 4,000. That's good odds there, Shimey. That's worth a bet.
No, it's not.
Max Sauce. What did Ninko say? 12 wins? 13
12 wins?
12 wins.
12 wins.
Yes.
Max Sauce in your dinner surprises people. I'm telling you, that is a nice... That odds. Those odds make it worth a bet. Right there.
Wow.
Belichick, you have to be Air Mac. Air Mac. Best coach in football, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Belichick spins some genius. People are, you know, disrespecting,
doubting
his team.
And I want some of that Max Sauce in my dinner.
I think it's an experimental year. I'm not, you know, not predicting it, but who knows? They could sneak up on
I wonder,
teams.
I wonder if teams now go, okay, Bill is the best coach, but we know how to beat, like, Buffalo.
The blueprint's out there.
Yeah, like, maybe Buffalo exposed on how to beat.
Nah, that's Josh Allen.
Is that Josh
Allen?
Bill
has a Josh Allen problem.
Okay, so does Bill then, when you look at New England this year, does Bill have an answer for...
He handled Brady fine. Did a pretty good job against Brady. Should have won that game. He handles Mahomes fine.
Oh, you don't...
For a half.
And you don't you don't play Mahomes, right?
Right.
So
you play Rodgers. You think he'll tear him up week 4?
See that because...
In Green Bay? Mm. Your secondary is a little bit of a concern. I will admit that.
I think that Green Bay is going to...
And when you look at the teams that he hasn't really handled, Miami, you play them twice.
Yeah, but you had them. That was a Damian Harris fumble.
But you still lost to them
twice.
You
did lose twice.
You beat the Ravens, but you let Lamar Jackson kind of get off in that tsunami game with Cam a couple years ago. Green Bay, I don't know. I mean, you don't have to...
They're behind the Ravens in terms of odds. That is disrespect.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to be awesome.
Yeah, Ravens will be good.
They're not.
Yeah, I don't know what you're reading. They were the most hurt team in football last year. Their defense is going to be great this year.
The defense seems like it's always good. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, I was a little bit like, I'm still like a little bit on make him throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is no one's been able to do that. Like even, you know, they've
been able to do that. What's his playoff record? 1-2, 1-3?
No, but I'm saying it seems like no one has been able to stop him from being an asset when it comes to his ability to run the football.
I'm out on Lamar.
Get your bets in now. 20-1 Lamar to win the MVP.
Whoa. How about that? All right. Shime's the betting expert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.